almost go out expecting to lose, or you've already got yourself convinced that no one's going to like the business, or you just don't feel comfortable talking about the business, so what people do is, well, I'll just talk about the product. And I just want to get this off the table, and get this on the table. The minute I signed up in NECAN, I felt so strongly that this was the greatest way to work in the world, that I was completely free of worrying what they think of me, because I wasn't thinking anything bad. Have you guys ever had a kid before, and your kid does something wrong, and you know that they've done something wrong, because you can tell by the way they're acting they've done something wrong? Anybody ever had a kid, and you can just tell?
Yeah.
Right? How many of you guys have ever had your kid sitting there in front of you, and you can just tell they know they did something wrong, even though they're not admitting it?
Oh, yeah.
It's called shame. And there's a certain way that we carry ourselves when we're ashamed, when we've done something wrong, when we feel bad. There's body language. There's the way you won't look at them. There's the tones you use. There's language that you use. There's all these different things. And then on the other side of the coin, there's when you feel proud of what you are or who you are or what you've done. It's the way you look people in the eye, the way you carry yourself, the way you look at them and say, yeah, this is the greatest thing in the world. And you're just free of all that baggage, so you don't get the same result. And what I want you guys to understand is you are offering a gift with NECAN. I don't give a hoot, and you know what, who likes the fact that I'm talking about NECAN or not. I don't care if they think I'm bad. I don't care if they think I'm good, because I know my intention. In fact, I don't care what people are thinking about me who probably aren't thinking about me. And part two, I'm proud that this is my profession, because let me ask you this question. If you set up a team of geniuses, the wisest people in the world, and you said, we work from home, we pick who we work with, when we work, we have an unlimited residual income, we can never be downsized or fired, we get promoted by helping other people, we have products that change lives, we're a part of a company that's out to make the world better, and then you had the person that you're so worried to talk to give the description of what they do for a living to the team of geniuses, how do you guys think the team of geniuses would vote about which one's the better career? What do you guys think? You think the geniuses would say, well, hey, I think it sounds great to go work 60 hours a week for a company?
Or yeah.
You think they'd pick NECAN? If you didn't know, if people had never been tainted by working from home or network marketing, and you just laid out the way that we work versus the way somebody else works, what do you think the geniuses would pick as the smartest way to work?
Network marketing.
Right. So here's the thing I'm trying to get across to you guys. When you're talking to people, you don't even have to try to convince people this is the truth. All you have to do is say it like the truth that it is. You don't have to. It's almost, and I told you this story before, I think a lot of people prospecting act like the truth is fiction. And what's funny is the job your prospects are clinging to, they're treating fiction like it's the truth, and here you've got truth treating it like it's fiction. And what I want to get across to you guys is, most of the people you're talking to and most of the prospects you're talking to, the best case scenario they've got is work until they're about 65 or 70 years old, and 8 out of 10 of those people aren't going to have squat for retirement. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. This country right now, we owe more money, the United States of America, in entitlement and the money we've borrowed than the entire gross domestic product of the world combined. There will be no retirement for 85% of the people you guys are talking to. The stock market will not provide it. Social Security will be peanuts. So the people you're so scared to talk to, you are locking them in the jail of work until they're 85 years old at Barnes & Noble putting stickers on returns. And that's the bottom line. 85% of the people you're talking to have nothing and will have nothing in retirement. And they will get thrown out of their job every 3 to 5 years because that's the new economy. So my question is, can you have enough spine to just look them in the eye and tell them about something that's a way out, or are you going to let what they think of you rob them? All you got to do to build NECAN is care enough to tell people the truth. And then I could care less what they think of me, because I've got good intentions. I'm never going to do anything to hurt those people or to do anything other than to share with them a way they can be free. And if they don't like it, tough. I'm going to tell him anyway, because that's what I do. I build knee cannons, so do you. So what I'm trying to get across to you guys, you don't even have to be brave to build this. You don't even have to be smart to build this. I mean, bravery, you know, is standing up in front of a group of people and doing something extraordinary, or putting your life on the line. I mean, is it really that brave to tell people something that's just the truth? I mean, if I walked outside and declared to a group of people, the sky is blue, how many of you would think, wow, Rick, great job? So when you look at someone and say, hey, look there, ding-dong, you're going to work till you're 706 years old if you don't get your act together and do something else, that's not being brave. That's just calling a spade a spade. So when you're out building NECAN, you just have to be smart enough to realize you don't even have to be that smart. You don't have to be brave. You don't have to be courageous. You just have to be able to tell the truth. And maybe that is courageous. I don't know. But it sure isn't a big stretch. All I'm telling you guys is we all on this call, or the majority of us, believe in a God we've never seen. We only see evidence of it. We believe that the people around us love us, even though we can't touch it. You believe in a concept of a country that's written down on paper in a place you've probably never seen. And here I'm telling you about NECAN, a company you can touch. All you have to do is just believe what you can touch. The problem is you have to give yourself permission that you can have it. Why shouldn't you deserve $10,000 a month for building this? Why shouldn't you want it? Why shouldn't you take it? Why wouldn't you do everything to get it? See, the question is not belief or lack of belief in NECAN. It's believing in yourself and you can deserve it. And I'm telling you that you do. If you go connect people with this company, you'll make yourself a millionaire. And if you fall short, you'll have a very comfortable retirement. Period. And all you got to do to connect people is find the thing that opens up the doorway to make them say, gee whiz, what the heck are you doing? And then just tell them. And it's as simple as that. Let yourself have a little fun. Go out and tell people something that's true. If you're let me ask you this. Are you worried? And I'm not talking to anybody in particular. I'm talking to everybody. If you tell somebody you have a 5A1 rated, 33-year-old, only told a wellness company, you can work from home and have an unlimited residual income. They'll even buy your car and your home. You get to pick who you work with and when you work. You can live anywhere you want. And you're a part of something that puts products on people that really makes a difference in their lives. Let me ask you guys a question. Is that marketing, or is anything I just said, and I really want you to ask you guys this question, and please answer back. Of everything I just said, let me say it again. We're a 5A1 rated, multi-billion dollar multinational, 37 country on 5 continents, biggest and only total wellness company in the world, published in major medical journals, stepping into the world's richest, sickest consumer market with no other total wellness companies, and we're upsizing. Let me ask you a question. Marketing is saying Pepsi is the best drink, and that can be disputed. Your most skeptical person, everything I just said, is there one thing that I just said that any of your prospects can come back and say, that's not true?
Oh, no.
Let me ask you a question. What are you worried about? There's nothing there that's disputable. The beauty of NECAN is our marketing just happens to be true. You don't have to put a dress on a pig and try to tell everybody that it looks good. You just have to tell the truth about what it is. And you got to look people in the eye and not have the shame of building a business. Some of you guys are driven by shame and guilt that somehow you're making money and this is a bad thing. I would rather see you guys have money than these villains out there that are robbing these companies dry, than the villains out there who are doing rotten things with money. These villains out there that are building $60 million mansions while they're laying off their whole staff. I'd rather see you have it. So I thought about this all day. What's the thing that gives you permission to say to people, hey, this is a good thing? It's real simple. You just have to simply know that the truth is the truth. Don't be profound. You don't have to learn a lot of stuff. You don't have to memorize a lot of stuff. You just got to give yourself permission to go out and get this in front of people. And that begs the question, well, Larry was saying, well, how do you open the doors? Because prospecting is about opening the door. You know, you knock, and then people want to open the door. A lot of people prospect thinking they're going to cram it down somebody's throat and somehow rope-a-dope them into NECAN. And they're, like, offensive. I don't mean offensive. I mean, like, they're on offense with prospecting when what you want to do is like be fishing and make it look real appealing. And it's kind of like this picture I got in my son's room, of, and that's actually of Christ knocking on this door, and the door doesn't have a handle. And I didn't even notice that until I was like 22. I had it on my wall growing up. The reason it has no handle is because he can only knock. You've got to open the door. Now, this isn't, I'm not trying to give you guys a religious talk. I'm just trying to give you a metaphor. When you're talking to prospects, you can only knock. They have to open that door. So what you have to do is get them to the point when they're saying, gee, I want to know all about this. The first thing that's going to attract people is the fact that you're sold yourself. I am sold myself. When people see that you dig it, they're going to dig it too. If you're excited about the product, you're going to attract product people. If you're excited about the business, you're going to attract business people. If you're excited about the Nikken vision, you're going to attract people that get the vision, and then you're going to make a ton of money. What Larry was trying to tell you guys last week is he's found a way to make it real easy. So instead of you having to present starting in space, quote-unquote, you can go directly to where the folks are. So when you know, the opening thing that he had that he talked about was his catchphrase. Now, what the catchphrase is something 30 seconds or less that's designed to get someone to say, gee, that sounds interesting. But that doesn't mean every time you use it, you're going to get a bite. Kind of like putting a worm on a fish hook to throw it in the river. You don't get a bite every time, but you gave yourself the best possible chance, and that worm is going to attract the kind of fish that eat worms. We are not prospecting looking for people, looking for everybody. You're prospecting to find people who would want to do this. And by definition, every time you find someone that doesn't, you've had a successful event. You guys do not fail in prospecting when somebody doesn't do Nikken. You successfully sorted a prospect. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to tell you there?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys have ever went prospecting and someone wasn't interested and you felt like you failed? Has anybody ever felt that way before, like you had a real hard time and, you know, you just didn't succeed?
Sure.
Wrong. What you did was you successfully eliminated someone that wasn't interested.
Exactly.
It's perfect. So what you're looking for is to make your catchphrase something that would attract people towards this business. It's the same whether you're using an Evite, you know, Brewster and Kathy are doing all the stuff with the Evites. It's the same whether you're marketing anything. It's to have something that the people that would want it would say, wow. If you're selling Ford F-150s, you know, you put a guy in a cowboy hat because they want it to attract ranchers. That's who's going to buy a big super cab dually. You know, you're not going to sell that to Wall Street people. But when I'm talking to people, what I think to myself is, who would want to do Nikken? Who would want to be a part of this? What am I looking for? I'm looking for people that want to build a business. I'm looking for people that want to make some money. They want to make it now. They don't want to fool around. So what I tell people is, my wife and I are basically semi-retired. We work from home, and we look for people that would like to work from home too, and we basically spend our living helping to retire people, and we have a product line that really changes people's lives. What I've told that person in 30 seconds is that we have a business that's allowed us to retire. If I wasn't retired, I would say we'll be out of our job soon. That's a declaration. That's something you don't hear a lot. There are many people I run into that say, I'll be retired in 6 months. So you guys go that route. The second thing I'm saying is we're looking for partners. That tells them we're not looking for sign-ups, and it tells them we're attracting people, and we're actively looking for people to connect in. Well, somebody's yakking in the back, yammering in the background. The second thing, when I talk about the partners, we're looking for people. We're telling them that we're looking for people. The third thing that we're doing is I'm telling them we work from home. I want them to know that. And then we talk about the wellness angle. Everything in there is designed to be sticky. It's like a half of a piece of Velcro. And then the people that have that appropriate Velcro are going to connect to it. You know, you want to have a catchphrase. A lot of people have a catchphrase that's 100% offensive. We're building a business. My wife and I will be retired. And we're basically building this because we got sick of our job and we wanted to be home. That is your story. That's not a catchphrase. There's nothing in there that's catchy. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. Nobody cares if you're home and you didn't like your job in any other capacity. Then I didn't like my job, and now I'm in a capacity to help other people. You've got to have you've got the declarative statement. Then you have to have the catchy statement, which is I left my job, or I'm going to be out of my job in 6 months. And then the catchphrase part is, and we're looking for other people that want to do the same. Your catchphrase can't stop at, I want to get out of my job. nobody cares if you like dolphins. Nobody cares if you're going to make $60 million unless, I mean, let me put it to you this way. If you were sitting having a talk with somebody, would it kind of put you off a little bit if somebody told you about how much money they make and what they're going to do?
Yes, very.
Then if they said to you, I make a lot of money, but I teach other people how to do it too, wouldn't that pertain to you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a catchphrase. So get it down. Have it be something that, you know, Larry said some things like, I help people, you know, earn income from home. We help people physically, we help people get off prescription drugs. We help people who would like to get their children out of daycare. Anything that applies to other people. The biggest single mistake people make with a catchphrase is, one, they don't have enough oomph in it to where it's a declarative along with the catch, meaning this is what I'm doing. In other words, if you're a financial analyst, if you're a real estate agent, and you're building NECAN, and you're out meeting people, and you want to build a NECAN business, do you guys think that, you know, telling somebody that you're a financial analyst, personal trainer, yoga instructor, NECAN doer, is going to load the preview up? That's probably not the way to get people to the preview. When I was at Steelcase, when I first started NECAN, and I met prospects, I didn't say I'm a software engineer, and I also do NECAN, because I'll tell you why. Doesn't that sound like you have two jobs?
Right.
How many people do you think are going to go, man, that sounds awesome, I want two jobs? What I tell people is, right now I'm an engineer, but I'll be done with that in 6 months because I'm launching a new business and looking for partners. I'm declarative about it. Now, by the way, this call, the Pathfinder's call, is not structured for people that want to be financial analysts or real estate agents. This is the wrong call for you. This call is for people that have cut the rope and they want to be NECAN builders. So if you want to continue your day job and still build NECAN, I can't help you because I don't have that training. And if you do want to still use this call, then everything that I'm doing, just don't do it as much and you'll be set. Okay? So this call is for people that want to steal second, which means you have to leave first. So if you're the person on this call and you're saying, well, Rick, I have to tell people I'm a whatever, that's not going to work for NECAN. You're going to attract some people, but you're certainly not going to achieve any speed to where you can break away from the Earth's atmosphere, so to speak. If you want to achieve residual, look, you can go out and sponsor a couple people and have a couple nice previews, and you can do a little bit of volume. If you want to achieve breakaway speed and build a residual income machine, you're going to have to gather momentum. And momentum is built by having a concerted effort, but an all-out massive action and a laser beam on it, not on, well, you know, I'm an engineer, and I enjoy yoga, and I'm doing NECAN. That doesn't get it. This is what I'm doing. This is why we're doing it. We're looking for people to do X and Y, and that's how your catchphrase goes. Now, that's a lot of information I just threw at you because I got on the roll. Does anybody have any thoughts? Do you guys understand what I'm trying to tell you there?
I have a question, Rick. It's Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, when you gave the example of, you said something like you're launching a new business and you're looking for partners.
Yes.
Where in there is like that sticky part you were talking about, the why that attracts them to ask you more questions?
When I said we're looking for partners, then the continuance of that is that we work from home and we help people to build an income from home. The partner means, that's the active, you know, we're looking for business partners. The sticky part then is the continuance. If someone says I'm looking for partners, that means what I just told them I'm doing. I'll be retired in 6 months and I'm looking for partners. What is inferred is my partners will be retired in 6 months too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and also the reason we use the word partners is we found that's a whole lot better than signups, first of all. Partner means equal. Partner means not underling. Partner does not mean employee. Does that make sense, guys, the difference between the word partner and the word sign up?
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically saying, like, I consider all of you guys equals on this call. We just have different levels of knowledge. My goal is to get you to be an equal in knowledge as well as in NECAN. So that's what it's about. Yeah.
Would it be just as good to say I work for partners to take over the business when you retire in 6 months?
No, because what that tells them is you're going to go skipping off, and then they're going to be stuck running the store. Because don't forget, a lot of people are conditioned to run their to already do that. I would. talk about it to them, and I would say, you know, we'll be able to retire together in 6 months. When I launched most of my initial cities, either up north or down here when I moved, what I used to tell the initial people we brought on board, like, Carrie, if I was in Chicago tomorrow, exactly what I would do is I would say, Carrie, we're bringing the world's biggest and only total wellness company here. It's a new way to work from home. This thing is going to be huge. In 6 months, I'll be out of my job. In 2 years, we're going to fill McCormick Place. Right now, almost no one knows about this in Chicago. This is going to be a heck of a lot of money. We're going to help a heck of a lot of people. Would you like to take a peek? See, I'm throwing a hardball right down the middle. If I'm launching Chicago, I'm telling them right now, we're going to blow this up. So when I'm talking to you, did you notice I said, we're going to blow this up, not I'm going to blow this up.
Right.
You're in car sales. You're over at the Land Rover dealership. The first thing you want to do when they walk in the lot is you want to put them in the driver's seat, right? You want them to feel like they own the car. You want them to see themselves in it, the prestige, how cool the vehicle is. When I'm talking to prospects about Nikan, I want to paint them into the picture. I don't just want a beach and a picture of a beach with a big, big yellow sun. I want a beach and a big yellow sun. And who do you guys want sitting on the beach in the picture? The prospect.
I would call him.
What's that? But that's it. You guys understand what I mean by painting prospects into the picture?
Yeah. You want to get them involved as owners.
Yeah. So like Aurora down in Corpus, what I would be telling people is we're going to build down here and get this city up and running and make it a wee thing so everybody's excited collectively about it. That's the way to go about it, to assemble a group. I would be looking for, if I was in Kalamazoo or if I was in, you know, Waco or if I was in anywhere, I would be telling that core group, hey, look, we're going to build this city. We're going to fill the biggest hotel in town. We're going to make this thing erupt. I want my initial group of 5 or 10 who are going to be my real running partners. I want them to have buy-in that we're collectively launching this market. And that's really, really exciting because then they feel like they're doing it with you. That's a really key point, guys. Like you know, Jack in Kalamazoo to Aurora down in Corpus, it's the same thing. You want that core team to have buy-in. It's not about, well, we're going to come to the preview on Thursday. What you guys are telling your people is this team of five, put it this way, if I'm in Chicago, I would never miss a Thursday night preview. I would have that group together. If there's seven of you guys together and three prospects come, do you guys think there's energy with 10 people watching a webcast? Huge energy. If you remove that, then you've got to get to that point where you get that critical nucleus. Same thing, you know, wherever your group is. You know, Cowboy, you guys are packing your living room or the church every Thursday night. You're going to get a nucleus out of that. And then what you want to do is find that running group of 3 to 5 or 10 people around you. That's your core team. And then that core team is what's going to launch the area. There's a synergy in that that's massive. That's how you turn a group over. Now, what Larry was telling you guys is once you said that catchphrase and you get yourself in the position when you're having that initial talk with them, and I'm going to put his sheet together. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet because I had my son all weekend. What he's saying is, with the card, with the front and the back, when he sits down with that person and you say, okay, you know, we're launching this big business, we're looking for partners, what I would do, I'll tell you guys flat out, if I'm on the telephone, for example, I would email them those the reasons people get involved in Nikan. And I'm going to make you guys a nice sheet for this. So bear with me a couple days. I'll get it ready by next Monday. And it's going to be a really nice looking sheet. It's going to say the reasons people get involved in Nikan. Have their own business, extra income, leave a legacy, personal development, all those things. And then what you're going to do is say, let me ask you a question. First of all, there's a lot, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to ask the question. Before we get started, I just wanted you to know, you know, this is a huge company, awesome opportunity. These are some of the reasons that people get involved with us in Nikan. And you can either read them out or have them read it. And then you can say, you know, so, and then the questions are what you're going to ask them now that you've read that. Let me ask you this. Of those 9 things, which one jumps out at you? What would attract you to this business? You know, why that one? Ask him that series of questions. If you're live, you can have it on the note card just like Larry, and I will have this tool ready by next week. If you're on the telephone, just ask those questions. If you guys ask, and I've told you guys for years, ask 4 to 6 questions before you get into your schmeal. So by the time I ever talk to you, I know what you're going to like. I know, you know, what you're looking for. So if you tell me you want extra income, what I'm going to do then in my presentation is say, let me tell you about Neekin here. We're a big home business, and what's great is the way we can help you earn extra income is we build residuals by connecting other people to the company. So as you build your wellness needs, other people start to consume the technology too, and that's an income stream coming into your house. If they were to tell me leave a legacy, I could say the same thing. Well, we're building this great business, and, you know, it's a 501 rated company. We're a new kind of home business. The beauty of it is it's a willable business to your children or to your spouse or whatever. Do you guys see how I can take the same thing and then just apply it to whatever they said? Is everybody with me on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So instead of coming back and saying the extra income, I would just repeat their words. If they said, I want freedom, I would say, well, here's the beauty of it. We're launching this 501 rated multi-billion dollar company. We're basically a new way to work from home. It's an awesome thing. And the beauty of it is you can have freedom with it because it's a residual income that lets you work wherever you want to work. Do you guys see how I can take the same fact and apply it any different way to what they said? Does that make sense, everybody?
Oh, sure.
So that's it. It's the same vehicle, meaning, put it this way, if you guys were in New York City and you were downtown and you wanted to go, you know, either to the museums or you wanted to go up to Yankee Stadium, you'd take the same subway line from Wall Street. And you would say, okay, if you said to me, I want to go to Yankee Stadium, and someone else said, I want to go to the Museum of Natural History, I would say, well, take that line over there, and that will take you to the museum or to natural history. That will take you to Central Park. The same line takes you to multiple destinations. So if I'm talking to you and you tell me extra income or freedom or leave a legacy, I can say, well, here's the company, and here's how you can leave a legacy. Do you guys see how that will totally change the dynamic of your ABCs?
Mm-hmm.
What are your questions? You guys are awfully quiet, and I need your input. What are your thoughts on this, your questions or anything? Because I want to make sure that I'm giving you something that will help you, because I think this can be very profound. Is everybody, or is it pretty clear? Maybe that's what it is.
It's real clear, Rick.
Okay.
This is Sandy again. I have a couple of questions.
Anything you need, I'm here for you. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of totally cold contacts, I guess you'd call them, going to groups and just introducing myself and starting up conversations. And as you use these catchphrases, and the point of it is to try to meet, say, in an hour, I try to get to know, say, 3 to 5 people by, you know, developing a conversation. I'm not just trying to hit everybody that's there. And so after you use your little catchphrase thing, and hopefully they've, you know, you've gotten into some kind of a little 4 or 5 questions so that you know where they're coming from, at what point do you stop the talk, the ABC, there and make arrangement to go further someplace else?
That's a great question. So you're saying when you initially meet somebody, right?
Yes.
What I do when I initially meet somebody is I'll say, man, I'm doing something so cool. It's going to be awesome, or Neekin is such a neat thing. It could hit. Let's say, for example, you find out that they want to retire. You found that out just chatting, right? Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
What I would do is say, well, you know what? Neekin is a great way to do that. I would love to share it with you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to change gears. I'm going to say, what is your availability this week? We can sit down and have a cup of coffee and I can show you what we're up to. And then I would just take the ABC guide that's right there in Pathfinders.biz and run them right through it. I would tell them I'm going to send you an e-vite when I get home. Anything I can do to break it up there on the spot so that I can set that ABC up, which is a tool that's 10 minutes or less. And then from there, I'm going to take them through to a preview, either online or live. In fact, I may say to them right there, well, what's your availability Thursday night? Would you like to pop over and, you know, we've got to get together up here at the Holiday Inn. We're going to have the product. In fact, my wife, Paige, went to some kind of a girls party thing with bags or something last Friday night. It was all girl things. I don't know what's going on. They went to a lot of high-end things were there, and my wife went with my sister. I don't know the specifics of it, but they went, and there was probably 20 girls there, women that she had known for quite some time. And, of course, Paige and I are full-time Nika, and they haven't seen her in a while. Well, what are you doing now, Paige? Because last they knew she was working a lot of hours. So when they said, what are you doing now, Paige? What do you guys suppose Paige said? My husband and I own our own business, and we actually are looking for people that want to basically work from home and make a lot of money with products that really are awesome. Girl, they were all over her, asking her, how are you home now? You know, that's a big deal. Or if she wasn't retired, she would have said, we will be home soon. I don't want you guys to say, well, I can't do that. I mean, look, Paige and I, we're not always retired. You get that ability as you progress. It's like Gandalf. He killed that Bale Rock. He turned into Gandalf the White. For a while, you got to be Gandalf the Gray. So, you know, don't worry about if you're not retired yet. So she sat there and talked to him about how great it is. She talked features and benefits. She talked about how we're able to be home together and travel and be with Cole when he's here and just have an awesome time. And then she was smart enough to say, I'll give you a call tomorrow and give you more information. So she called a girl. Her name is Jessica. She was, you know, a friend of a friend. She has some product needs, and she has a business need. She'd like to work from home and be with her kids, and she's got some significant health challenges. So Paige called her today, said a little bit more about what we do, which, by the way, was mostly listening to her say how much she'd like to be home with her kids. How much do you guys think, if you got a prospect really talking about what they want, and maybe you just listened, that your job would be really easy to get people to a preview? That's it. So Paige told her, I'll tell you what, I'll come and drop off a sleep system to you on Friday after the preview. And then next Thursday, you can come out to the business overview and kind of check out the business. So basically, she met her at the party. The next day, she called her on the phone. They talked for about 10 or 15 minutes just about how cool this is. And then they set up the time to come to the preview. That's bam, bam, bam. You want those little breakpoints in there to see what people want to do. And remember, it's not, would you like to come to a preview? I'll send you an e-vite, then I'll call you on the phone, and I'll try to get you there. It's, well, if you're interested, I'd be more than happy. What are you doing Thursday night? Do you see how you lay it out there? Or you say something like, well, you know, you're probably busy, but if you have time, I can share you what we're up to with the preview. It's almost nonchalant. I know you wouldn't be interested in making $20,000 a month from home, but if you were, what's going on Thursday night? Does that make sense, Sandy?
Yes, and that really helps.
Thank you.
I've been trying to practice a few of those techniques, and they're beginning to pay off.
They do, and just remember, you know, be laid back about your business. See, I'm very focused, but I'm also very, very laid back about it in the sense where, yeah, well, I'd be happy to show you. Right now, I've got to take off, so I'd be happy to give you a call tomorrow. You want that power on your side of the fence where they want what you've got. You don't want to be breathing fire on people, so they've got to sit behind a shield for crying out loud. You want to be catchy. You want to be sticky, not pokey. That's a good way to put it. Be sticky, not pokey.
What other
questions anybody have? So it's easy, basically. Have your catchphrase. 30 seconds. And guys, when you come back next week, don't read me your catchphrase. I am building a business that is interested in pursuing the health and wellness of people that we can furthermore enhance the lives of countless. You know what I'm saying? Don't have it be like a robot. Have it be, hey, you know, we're doing something that we believe in. It's a wonderful company. We're looking for partners that want to work from home. And basically, we get to spend our lives helping other people retire. Whatever you're feeling, do it. When you present this thing to them, I'm telling you guys, it will work for you. Larry's a master networker, and I know this works because I've done it a lot of times back in the day. I'm going to tell my prospects, well, here's the top reasons people get involved in NECAN. Which one would appeal to you the most? Well, why would that appeal to you the most? You know, if you can't do that, how will it affect your life? Get them talking about it. And you notice, Larry asks those five questions. If you guys take a look at those five questions, they're all pretty much getting them to say the same thing different ways. You guys realize that? Like, if you tell me you want more money, and I say to you, which one do you like? They're going to tell me more money. Why did you pick that one? Because I need more money. Why is it important to you? Because I like to have money. What are the consequences? It'll stink, not having money. Why does it worry you? Because I'd like more money and I hate that I don't have it. You guys realize he's basically getting them to reiterate why they want it five times. You guys think
that's
the
other thing
there?
Too, the other thing too, Rick, is sometimes people think things, but until they actually say it and hear themselves say it, they're not as apt to pursue it. And sometimes they even surprise themselves with what they say.
Well, I think you're probably right. Well, put it this way. How many people do you guys know out of 10 that have a job that they don't like, that doesn't pay them enough, but it's all they're doing? Any of you guys know anybody like that?
Yes.
You guys want to take a guess the reason that that's what they're doing? It's because they've never asked themselves those five questions.
That's right.
You may be just popping their bubble. I mean, Steve, you know, I just heard, you know, Steve, when you were driving the truck, did you ever really say to yourself, why am I doing this, until you found something else you wanted to do?
No, not really.
All right, now every time you get into that truck, it should be like sticking a red-hot poker in your stomach.
Every time I get in that truck, I can't wait to get out.
Right, so here's my question to you. Are you willing to do what it takes to get out? And I'm not saying that to you, but I'm asking that to any prospect. You see what I'm saying? And so when I present the preview to you, when I say come to the preview, and by the way, I'm telling you guys, and I know I harp on this, I know you guys get tired of hearing me say it, there is nothing that keeps me from my local preview. Nothing. My little boy was here. He came with me last Thursday night, and he helped us set up, and he played his Nintendo DS Lite the whole time, but he was there. I could have easily taken that off. I don't miss it. It's what I do. If I miss that, if I cut that, if I say I'm going to give on this, I'm telling you guys, other things will give. That is the number one reason my wife and I are retired, is because I've consistently had a preview. I don't think, since I've been in this business 11 years, I've missed weekly previews more than maybe 8 or 10 times. And I'm talking other than when I'm traveling and can't be there, but usually that's for Nikan. Very, very rarely do I miss my weekly preview, because it's what I do. And there's something that, by the way, when you prospect and Nikan is what you do, do you think you'll get a different result than if Nikan is something you do? You guys follow me? Yep.
Yes.
If you're asking people to join you and believe in what you're saying, do you think you'll get a different result if it's what you do as opposed to something you do? That's where the game is won and lost. Either you believe it yourself or you don't. Everything else is just cake. These questions are designed to get them thinking, to open that door. And once that door is open, they're going to come running through it. If you just say, well, hey, it sounds to me like Nikan be right up your alley. What do you say? Pop over Thursday night. I'll show you, and we'll see if Nikan can't help you. So if I told you guys that I wanted more spare time, what do you think would be the last thing I'd say to a prospect? Listen, Nikan. Yeah, let's see if, come over Thursday night to the preview. We'll show you the products and the business, and we'll see if Nikan can't give you more what?
Free time.
That's right. That's it. See how cool that is, you guys? It's so easy. Larry, yeah, I mean, he set the table for us with this thing. I'll be getting this out there this week. A lot of you guys already have an email. I mean, you can probably figure this out on your own, but we'll give you a tool that will help you with this. The bottom line, guys, you have the power in your hands to build a multi-million dollar enterprise here. Remember, you can build Nikan full-time or part-time, just not sometime. And this call is dedicated for people that are one of those two categories. So, you know, and I promise you this, having a big income and having residuals will change your life dramatically. If you could get yourself to just $1,500 to $2,000 a month, which is nothing, you will be in a position to make the jump to that primary income, because you'll have positioned your group. If you take advantage of the Thursday previews or your preview, if you take advantage of this call, which allows you to leverage your group, if you take advantage of the tools that we have, then you can take a group of 20 or 30 and you can explode it into 200 or 300 with the same effort it would take to organize 20. Sun Tzu in The Art of War, which is a wonderful book for just managing people, said there is no difference between managing many and managing few. It is a question of organization. Because the same things you do to manage the few, you do to manage the many. You just need ways to communicate it, which is exactly what we set up for you. So the bottom line, guys, is get that catchphrase, know how to ask people what they're looking for. You can use this tool to help you, and then have your entire presentation be painting them into the picture about how, Carrie, you're going to fill McCormick Place with Rhonda and Carrie up there and Pam and George, and you guys are going to be the hottest, most dynamic. If I'm in Chicago, I got to tell you, and you guys are just on my mind, what I'm telling people is, this is the second or third largest metropolitan area in the country. Almost no one knows about NECAN. The ones that do are highfalutin and doctors and stuff like that, but as far as hitting the masses, this has never hit the masses in Chicago. That city should have 5,000-6,000 people at a NECAN event. Wouldn't you guys agree? Minimum. So I'm going to tell people this is the crossroads of America. We have a multi-billion dollar company that's never really made penetration here other than in a few markets. I mean, there's been some great distributors in Chicago, but I'm talking putting 30,000 people in an arena. And I'm going to tell people, listen, it's time to build this thing, and I'm looking that prospect right in the eye and saying, we're going to fill McCormick's place. Not I'm going to fill it. Not NECAN's going to fill it. But our team of people is going to fill McCormick's place. If I'm down in corporate, I'm saying we're going to build South Texas. It's wide open, you know, all the way down to Mexico. Geez, all the way up to San Antonio. We're pretty much the only preview. We're going to have a blast. If I'm in Michigan, I'm going to tell people, listen, this is the most depressed, horrendous economy in the country, and NECAN is upsizing. How exciting is that? We're going to fill the Van Andel Arena. Wherever we are, it's the most exciting place in the country, and you can find the strength that will let it grow. If I live in the desert, guys, I'm going to market sunshine. Hey, whoever's doing dishes, knock it off, please. But the bottom line is, if I'm in the desert, I'm marketing sunshine. If I'm in the Arctic, I'm marketing sweating. You guys see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Play to the strengths of your area. Play to the strengths of your area. And
so
talk about what you're going to do.
So the strength of Colorado is it's the health state in the nation.
Yeah, well, you know what the strength of Colorado is?
What?
Colorado is a massively up-and-coming state. There's people there from every part of America because people are moving there like crazy, kind of like Texas. It's a very dynamic and changing economy, and a lot of the people there that are upper middle income and middle income that move there are really getting pinched now. If they want to keep their standard of living, they have to look for other ways to get it.
Right. So hit it from the business side really strong.
Only if you want to make money.
Right.
I mean, put it this way, guys. You guys can sell a ton of products. And believe me, sell them. Sell them. It's great. But if you want residual income, you need people coming on board. I'll tell you right now, half your business partners will come through products. But here's the thing. What I'm going to do is when somebody uses a sleep system or a magnet, I'm going to say to them, yeah, can you believe we can make a living doing this? See, I'm going to drop hints like that. And then the people that are interested are going to say, you can make a living doing this? Look, everybody that got into NECAN because of her product experience, and it's funny when you go to meetings and you'll ask the diamond, how many diamonds in this room got in because of her product experience? And 80% of the hands will go up. Well, the wrong answer is, well, then you go hand out products. No. Here's the reality of it. That diamond had a bad back. That diamond put a back flex on. That back flex helped their back. And they got dollar signs in their eyes and said, cha-ching, I can make money with something that does that. I'm excited about it, and I feel good about it. But at some point they said, oh my gosh, shazam, if this does that, think of the money we can make. You guys see, somebody's doing dishes. They're not, please knock it off. But anyways, or somebody taking a bath, which is kind of funny, actually. That's the way to listen to the call. But you guys get the idea, even people that came in via a product experience, at some point they said, this works, I can make money doing this. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I had an experience like that this week where I had one of my biggest surprise, most interested in the business right away experience when I told him, can you believe that the founder of this company made his first billion just by insult, and he did it faster than anyone else in Japanese history ever did. And they were just shocked.
Well, see, by the way, what you just did was very smart, because instead of you coming at somebody like a marketer, it was like you sitting at a ball game next to somebody nudging him in the ribs and saying, ain't this great? That's your most effective way to prospect, guys. Be a fan. Not, I'm building NECAN and look how great it is, but, geez, I'm in NECAN and I can't believe how great it is. Isn't this neat? Do you guys see the difference in those two phrases? Be a fan. In other words, be the biggest fan of NECAN. Be like the kid in the ballpark looking at the game saying, man, I love being here. And then instead of you being the person on the field saying you need to buy a ticket, you're the fan in the stand saying, ain't this grand. That's the way to prospect. Be a fan. Make sense, everybody?
A lot of sense.
Awesome. Is this call helpful to anybody tonight?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, here's the thing. If you guys would be so kind, would you guys next week come back with your... And prospecting numbers, by the way, is the only way to tell if you're having success. If you're not keeping your numbers, you can't track your group, you can't track yourself. If you're not measuring it, in other words, you guys have heard the scientific axiom, if it matters, it will be measured, which by definition means if it doesn't matter, it won't be measured. You guys can be as excited as you want. At the end of the day, it's numbers. And how many people did you talk to? It's critical. So we'll come back next week, we'll run through our numbers, and then if each of you would be prepared to give your catchphrase so everybody can hear it, and make it fun. Please, no reading. I don't want anybody reading a script next week. That's a waste of your time and mine. Come back excited about what you're talking about. Be something that, look, I don't care what your catchphrase is. Just have it be something that you feel really good about, and somebody else might find interesting, too. Does that make sense? You know, try it out a couple times this week. That's even better. Have some fun with it. And then we'll get into a live sponsorship meeting via WebEx. Does that sound okay to everybody?
Sounds good. To me.
Awesome. Well, you guys are the best. I'll be seeing you guys in Chicago soon. I want to get back down to Corpus soon and Waco soon and Kalamazoo, all kinds of places. Summit's coming up, guys. It's an awesome lineup. I appreciate you very much. Have a great time at your Rhythms. And next Monday night, we are going to have a wing-ding of a call. So I hope you guys got a lot out of the call tonight because I sure enjoyed giving it to you. Go out and use this new kung fu this week, guys. It'll work, okay?
Thanks, Rick.
Bye, guys. Bye.